Hi, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and today I have Amy with me. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm so excited for you to be on today, and I'm just having like the craziest week. I've been able to do so many things this past weekend, but today's about you. And we're going to be talking about everything that makes you amazing and why you're here on my podcast show today. So how has it been, you know, because you were featured on LV Magazine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. If you guys remember, a little while ago, I was featured on LV Magazine myself. It was quite an
experience. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm glad they're able to share something like that. I love LV Magazine. They're always hyping me up whenever I post something or something like that. But so how has life been? I know you're 13 and you're in the 10th grade.
Mm-hmm,
is yes. that a really late birthday? Did you skip a grade? What's the story?
Well, I skipped two grades and my mom used to school me at home. Yeah, I skipped two grades. And since I've been in ninth grade, they invited me to do National Honor Society. So I've also been doing that.
You guys don't see me right now, but my jaw is dropped. That is so two grades. Wow. I've met people that graduated at 16. 13. Did you just turn 13?
No.
So you're turning,
I'm turning 14 this year. Yeah.
Awesome. When's your birthday?
November 5th.
November babies. I'm November 29th.
Okay.
Yay. Anyways. I'm going to get straight into your bio because I need you guys to hear what this girl has going on. So Amy was born Imara Starr. She's 13 years old in the 10th grade, like I said, and she's the president and face of Amy's Dream House Incorporated. Her mom, Kiana Wallace, is the CEO and founder of this company, which is inspired by Janet Demita Jo Jackson, who has been inspiring her mother since she was 8 years old. Their business caters to mostly bath, beauty, and body at the moment, and they have branded shirts, cups, and their very own candy shop, which is owned and ran by her little brother, who is 5 years old, Prince Byron Noah, which is called Byron Noah Sweet Shop. That is so cute. She just completed her first album and will release her first single this fall. She expanded her company by adding her own record label so that she can own all of her music and all the works behind it without any outside titles. She recently wrapped up the writing of her first TV pilot and that she co-wrote. It will air on Amazon Prime Video next fall, and her business will donate some of its profits to a charity every year of Janet's liking and donate in her honor. Which I love. So if you guys couldn't tell already, homegirl has a thing for Miss Janet Jackson here. I myself am a Jackson fan. You can ask anyone. Michael Jackson basically built me, turned his music on, and I'm bumping. I love Michael Jackson. So I know, like, I read a little bit more in your bio, but tell us and my listeners, like, why Janet Jackson? Why she inspires you and things like that?
I think Janet Jackson, she just has a lot to say, and like her music, you can like listen to it so good, but she's also telling a story, like Rhythm Nation, Knowledge, things like that. Like you get a story, she tells you a story, like stop this, stop that, but you can also like, it's fun to listen to, it's fun to bop to.
Right. I love Janet. She's such a vibe. But since you are a singer, and if this isn't putting you on the spot, why don't you sing a couple of lines from your favorite song from her?
Well, I'm a pop singer, so like I don't have vocals like that.
I see.
But I mainly like started writing my album and singing, pop star singing, because I also feel like it's another way to let other people hear my voice. Mm-hmm. And which is why, like, my songs are about, like, you should feel good about yourself, encouragement in yourself, things like that.
Right. Those are the best kinds of songs. Like,
yeah.
What's that song, Boss, by Fifth Harmony? When that song came out, it was everywhere. A bop. I don't care how old I get. That will always be my favorite song. Mm-hmm. It is such an empowerment move, especially, like, or, like, Formation by Beyonce. Anthem. I love that song. So what is Amy's Dream House Incorporated? I didn't even ask you yet, but what is that, and like what do you do, like within your business?
Emi's Dream House is my business, and we sell things like bath, body, beauty products. So we sell like shower gel, hand foam, lotion, bath bomb, creams, lip gloss, things like that. And we do pop-up shops around, and it's just a really fun way to experience, and I really love it. I really love it.
That's awesome.
Someday, hope to get a storefront.
I will be there for that. Invite me to like the big ribbon cutting and the opening of that. That is so cool. Like, people who are able to make their own products, like their own like self-care products, are so cool to me. Like, imagine being able to be like, I want a shea butter, and you just make it yourself. How on earth? That is just so cool to me. But congratulations and everything that you've been doing. I think that is so cool.
Thanks.
So anyways, backtracking, how much of those funds that you said that you would donate, like, would be in Janet's name, or like how much would be donated?
A portion of my proceeds will go to a different charity every year.
How many, which charities have you donated to already? And on top of that, you also donated on January 3rd, which is inspired by Janet Jackson's son, which is
his
birthday on January 3rd, which I think that is so unique in how much it means to you and how much Janet Jackson really resonates with you. I think that is so cool. So which charities have you donated to so far?
Hold on, let me look. But I was so excited. I was like, it really opened up something. I felt so good that I was giving back, felt like I was doing my part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And which is why, another reason why Emi's Dream House was born, because I felt like I needed to do my part in the world, and which is why a portion of my proceeds does go to a different charity every year.
Wow, that is so sweet of you to do, especially because like you said, like giving back to community, yeah. I think is like one of the biggest things of like self-service that you can do. It's not only benefiting other people, benefiting yourself, giving away and like giving a part of yourself to other people, I think is the biggest charity that you can offer. And you know, like doing that philanthropic work and being able to make sure that everyone, even if you can't fix everything, fixing some part of it, I think helps someone's day in every kind of way. And I'm just so inspired by your work and how that you're able to donate some of your proceeds to these charities.
Thank you.
So you are your own like CEO, you and your mom, you're always talking about your business and your singing and your little brother owning his own shop. But I wonder, where do you see yourself in like the future?
I see myself with, you know, for my business, I want to really get off the ground, storefront, of course, but I want people to know my name. And when they do, think of me as, oh, the girl who wants to make a change in the world, or the girl who has made a change in the world, things like that, happy thoughts, things like that.
I agree 1000%. I can already tell you, someone's like, what's Emi like? I can go on and on. She's the sweetest person I know. She's giving back her proceeds to charity. She has her own business at 13 years old. Insane. Also in the 10th grade at 13 years old, which I can't seem to get over. But I think that is awesome. And like, you're always giving back. And I think that is so sweet of you. And I think that giving back, like I said, is just so truly important. And so you're on an international podcast right now. So what would you like to say to them?
Hey guys, just want to say you guys got this. Keep on pushing. You should be proud of everything that you've accomplished. I'm proud that you're in this universe, this world, this earth, and just keep going. You got it.
I love your encouragement. That honestly spoke to me right then and there. I'm ending my fourth week of school already. By the time I'm recording this, you guys, like, this is the end of my fourth week, but I think I really needed that myself. And, you know, just getting through junior year, it's kind of hard, but we're going to push through it.
Want to say one more thing about the charity thing. Compassion International, they gave me like this little, when I did it, they left this little note, and it was so, so amazing.
Oh, do you remember what it said?
Yeah, it's right. It said, well, I actually wrote this note. It said, in honor of the beautiful and legendary Janet Demita Jo Jackson's 55th birthday, Emi's Dream House Incorporated has made its very first donation to Compassion International. So excited.
Again, I wish I was able to do that, because, you know, getting these proceeds and again, giving back is truly valuable and important, and you're doing that so gracefully and effortlessly, and I'm just so proud of you for that.
thank you.
So thank you so much, Amy, for joining me thus far, and we'll be right back after this break.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO Antoinette Blake, and her goal is simple: to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Amy, an amazing entrepreneur and just a beautiful young lady in herself. So what do your friends think, what have your friends have told you, from having your own business? I know for me, people are like, Sydney, you've done so much with your podcast. Where do you find the time? I'm like, I don't know. I honestly don't know how to answer that question. But what do your friends say about your successes, and how do they support you?
Well, they don't really mention it. But people
Do you bring it up?
I feel that if I do, it'll just be a little jealousy.
I feel the same way. I'm always they're what are you doing? I literally got asked today, they were are you going to the football game today? And I was I don't know, I have a podcast to record. They're you have a podcast? I'm where have you been for the last year? But I still feel kind of shy about it. I'm always I have my own podcast. And they're Sydney, that's amazing. And then I get all shy about it. But, try to bring it up more with them. I think they would support you in every kind of way. They really loved you as your friends, and then just supported it and were by your side while you did it. So you said that your friends haven't said anything about your business?
Yeah, but they know about it. I think they kind of expect free stuff and things like that. I don't think that's a way of supporting, because I just don't. But yeah, they definitely know about it.
Well, that's good that they know about it, at least. And hopefully they can do more in supporting you and things like that, because getting stuff for free isn't always the quickest way to get things out there. But I'm sure that they support you anyways, and they're super proud of you and everything that you do. So going into your music and stuff, I've interviewed people that they're I have my first albums coming out, and they're 13, 14, 15 years old. And I'm how on earth do you guys find the time to do that and make your own music? Because music is a part of art that is so separate from a lot of other art forms, and being able to write your own, it's like poetry. And I love writing poetry. I love reading poetry, seeing poetry, listening to it, all those things. So how was making your own album? Was it completely directed by you? Did you have some influence? How was it?
Well, I was just as I said earlier, I felt that I needed another way for my voice to be out there and to be heard. So I wrote my album. I wrote it in about 2 hours, maybe less, but it was just so fun. And once I was going, I just couldn't stop. And so I just kept writing songs.
I wish I can do that. I mean, I have a journal that I write absolutely everything in. Not many songs, but you know, I probably could turn some things around in there and make up my own stuff. But I think that is so cool. Do you play any instruments, or is like, do you produce it all on your own? Like, how do you make the music part of it?
No, I don't play any instruments. I go to the studio and they do that for me.
That is your own studio? Wow.
Oh, that's no, funny. It's not my own. It's not
my
own.
So you like go somewhere and then like rent out the space for a little bit. That's still super cool, and like having your own space to do that in, that's awesome. So like, especially like right now, like in our COVID times and like school and things like that, I want to know, like, what gives you hope?
I think what gives me hope is knowing that God's always there, listening, watching. He hears, he sees.
God is good all the time. I always say that. I like, you know, giving it up to him all the time, and like, I'm here because of him, we are here because of him. I think that is awesome. But you know, also my LV magazine twin, like, how are you able to get that opportunity to like be in it and like share your personality with people that have read the magazine? How is that opportunity like?
I know, I was so happy, especially when my magazine came in the mail. I was like, wait, what is going on? Then I like see my pages and pictures in there, and I'm just like, this real life, what's going on?
Yeah, it feels so weird to like be seen in like something like a magazine, because when you're on like printed paper, it's like there forever. When you're on things like the news and like things like that, it goes by fast. And like, you know, depending on like the news stations, like a couple hundred thousand people will see it. But then it just goes away for some point. But the physical book, I feel like it's different. For me, like, I screamed when my mom showed me. I was like, that's me. I had like 4 to 5 pages. I was like, I was living, honestly.
Yeah, always commenting, being supportive, just really nice.
Yeah, so we've talked about Janet Jackson this whole time, and you know how she's been your inspiration, but is there anyone else that is like just as influential to you?
I'd say my parents. They shaped me to be who I am today and who I hope to become.
Yeah, that is so sweet. Every time I ask someone that, it's always like giving it up to the parents, which I think is awesome. Because I wouldn't be here without my mom. Like my dad, he's always been like, nice job, Sid. I'm like, thanks, dad. Like, he's always been there to support me and things like that. So I'm glad that we have like parents that are able to support us in those kinds of ways. And I just think that standing your ground and that you being able to build up your own business, especially alongside your mom, and like how she's been able to take you so far, I think is awesome. And, you know, gotta give it up to the parents sometimes. Going into like day-to-day things, I'm always one for to have like a morning routine. I feel like being things being in order and like having my own steps, you know, praying, washing my face, taking a shower, that is like therapeutic to me. I'm not sure why, but do you have anything like that? Or like, what is like the first thing that you like you thought about this morning? Like, what is like a day in the life of like Amy?
I think it's either one of the two. I think I'll probably say like, oh my gosh, in my head tiredly, because I have to set like 4 alarms for me to wake up in the morning. So I'm just like, oh my gosh. Or I'm like, thank you, God, for waking me up another day, letting me live to see another day.
Same. Right. I have, like, I can't even count all the alarms I have. I have to do it by every 5 minutes. So it's, like, 6 a.m., 6:05, 6, 10, all the way to, like, 7 a.m. Because I won't get up. I literally, well, you can ask my mom. She'll come in, and she'll be like, you're still not up? I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah, like, it's baby steps. Baby steps.
I know. I'm like, give me some time, just 5 more minutes. She's like, you need to get up and go. And then I'm the reason why we're late. So I can't really get mad at her. But yeah. So I'm just so impressed with, like, again, you being 13 in the 10th grade. Like, how are you feeling about high school? And like, are you, I'm assuming like you're probably like the youngest in your grade. So yeah, how has that been like? Is it exciting for you? Is it new for you? How's it been?
No, it's not new. I've always been the youngest in my grade, but I've been homeschooled since eighth grade. Yeah.
How was that for you? Because I know a couple, I have a couple friends that have been homeschooled and like, they just aren't exposed to things like either public school or private school. I went to private school up until like sixth grade. Then seventh and eighth grade, I went into public school for a little bit, which completely changed my life. And then I'm back in private school right now. But how was that transition from eighth grade to public school?
It was actually fun because I've been homeschooled before and I was kind of ready because when I was in seventh, eighth grade, I was dancing. And so homeschooling gave me time to do my schoolwork when I wanted to do it, when I need to stop. Like, I got to do the work. I got to say when I get to do it. And I really like that about homeschool. Mm-hmm. One of the things I really like.
Mm-hmm. Well, twins dance. I didn't know you danced. Mm-hmm. So, like, how long have you been dancing for? Like, I had no idea you were able to do that. So, like, how has that been? Mm-hmm. Are you still dancing now?
Iffy.
Yeah.
Because I have my old dance studio. I go visit sometimes, but I don't really dance anymore.
Yeah. Well, you should come back. It's fun. Yeah. Whenever you find the time. I know, like, you know, sometimes it can be really consuming and, you know, things like mm-hmm. that. But, you know, I'm glad that we were able to share that little piece of ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into my rapid fire questions, which everyone seems to love. These are always fun for me, so I'm super excited. So let's get on into it. So your favorite ice cream flavor?
Probably mint chocolate chip. But then it's like, because like if I go to Baskin Robbins, then it's strawberry cheesecake, Ghost Zones, mm-hmm. Somewhere with a Rainbow. But a flavor that they have like in store, mint chocolate chip.
Love that. My personal favorite is Häagen-Dazs chocolate chip. It's chocolate with chocolate chips in it. I get it every time I go to Target. My mom gets so mad at me. She's like, you cannot have ice cream every night. I'm like, watch me, mom. I'll eat it. I love ice cream. It's my favorite dessert. Anyways, TV shows or movies?
Definitely going to have to lead towards the 80s, 90s, or 2000s. I think maybe Small Ones are definitely one of my favorites. Have you seen that?
I've not.
It's so good. So good. Family Matters. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely around the 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Love those. I don't know why. Like, I feel nostalgic about those times. I talk to my mom about it all the time. Like, I'm always listening to like Frank Sinatra or just like old music. Or like with Al Green. Me and my mom love Al Green or Kim. We just blasted in the house all the time. Mariah Carey. And I don't know why. Like, I didn't even exist then. Why am I getting so like emotional over this music, you know?